Friday night, the guitar duo Lauren and Mark will play Northwest Arkansas for the first time. Officially, they are Lauren Berengar and Mark Mazengarb. Both men began playing the guitar before their 10th birthdays, but very far apart from each other. Lauren was already playing guitar at age 4, and by age 6, he was on stage at the Grand Ole Opry. Mark was playing guitar by the age of 9 and grew up in New Zealand. He eventually earned a college degree in classical guitar, but it was a college exchange trip to North Carolina that introduced him to bluegrass and the stylings of Chet Atkins. The two met, in fact, when one of the last guitarists to play with Chet Atkins, Tommy Emmanuel, introduced them to each other at a guitar camp. They discovered they had similar approaches to playing the guitar. That's the first song, titled Juice, on Lauren and Mark's debut self-titled CD. Since forming their partnership, they've recorded 2 CDs, toured Europe and the U.S., and picked up the award for Best Album at the Northeast Music Industry Conference. Friday night, they'll play at the 324 Ballroom on Dixon Street in Fayetteville. Last week, Mike Shirky, host of KUAF's program The Pick and Post on Saturday nights, reached Mark Mazengarb while he was teaching at the Ashokan Guitar Camp in New York. And Mike asked him about his career, the differences for a musician between the U.S. and his native New Zealand, and about his instrument of choice.
I play a New Zealand-made guitar, and it's a custom-made guitar by a guy in New Zealand called Peter Medill, and he makes really nice guitars. And Lauren's got slightly inferior Australian guitar, and he plays a Maton, which is... In Australia, it's probably the most common type of guitar.
I wanted to ask you about an award that you got, the Frank Winter Award. Would you tell me about that?
Yeah, well, every year in New Zealand, we have the Auckland Folk Festival, which is probably the biggest acoustic music festival in New Zealand. And every year, there's a foundation that awards the Frank Winter Memorial Award to sort of an up-and-coming young musician who has clear musical goals. And I can't remember the year. I think it was 2008 or 2009 I won that award. And that actually funded my trip, my second trip to the States. That paid for my flight to go to Nashville and for the Chet Atkins Convention. So it's quite an honor for me.
So is that something that you have to perform at a contest for, or is it just your overall body of work?
It's just your overall body of work. So by that point, I had sort of become fairly well known in the music scene in New Zealand, and I guess they look for people, you know, who seem to be working hard and be, you know, trying to do it full time. Yeah, I'm not sure exactly how they found me, but they did.
That's great. Yeah,
and I also got to perform at the festival as well for that. So.
And also, you and Lauren won a Sammy. What is that?
Well, up in Syracuse, New York, which is where we're based, they have it's kind of their version of the Grammys. So it's a Syracuse Area Music Award, and. Both of our albums have actually received a Sammy for Best Americana Album. It was pretty cool for us to take that award, especially for me, you know, given that I'm not really from there.
And that was for your first CD, correct?
Yep.
Thank you.
coming from a small country like New Zealand, it's really mind-blowing to come here and just be surrounded by so many amazing musicians. And I'm just constantly inspired here by, you know, what can actually be done on the guitar and on the violin. And you know, the standard of musicianship here in America is really amazing. I guess for me, that's why I love to be here, because I love being inspired and I love being able to witness, you know, all the amazing music that just doesn't make it to New Zealand. You know, guys like Jerry Douglas and Alison Krauss and, you know, all these great musical people that live here very rarely go to New Zealand, if ever. And, you know, there's so many acts that I've only ever heard on CD that I've always dreamed about seeing live, you know. And now that I'm living here in the States, I've got to meet a lot of my heroes and play with them and see them perform in real life, which is really amazing.
Well, are you still playing any classical music?
Not really, not at the moment. I've got a pretty busy schedule with Lauren, and we're traveling around a lot and working on our show, so that pretty much takes up all my time. But I feel like classical guitar is waiting there for me, and I will probably get back into it at some stage.
Mark Mazengarb is one half of the guitar duo Lauren and Mark. They'll play Friday night at the 324 Ballroom on Dixon Street in Fayetteville. It will be their first appearance in this region. Their third CD, a live recording, is scheduled to be released later this summer. You can learn more about them at laurenandmark.com. Mark talked to Mike Shirky, the host of KUAF's Pick and Post, last week while Mark was teaching at the Ashokan Guitar Camp in New York. And this reminder, you can hear Mike Shirky's Pick and Post every Saturday night from 7 until 9 on KUAF.